Today's AI news. AI in healthcare and data centers. Several significant developments in artificial intelligence have been reported, including Mantis Biotech developing digital twins of humans. We also cover this in this article. And ScaleUp securing $130 million to improve computing efficiency. Additionally, Salesforce AI Research has launched new technology that significantly reduces latency in voice interactions. Mantis Biotech creates digital twins of humans. Mantis Biotech has developed a method to create synthetic datasets representing the human body through so-called digital twins. This involves collecting and analyzing various data sources to create accurate models of anatomy, physiology, and behavior. The development of digital twins could revolutionize medicine by providing researchers and healthcare professionals with better tools to understand human biology and diseases. This could lead to more precise diagnoses and treatments, thereby improving patient care. Source: TechCrunch. ScaleUps raises $130 million for AI infrastructure. ScaleUps has just raised $130 million to improve computing efficiency in response to growing demand for AI solutions. The company focuses on automating infrastructure in real time to address GPU shortages and high cloud costs. The investment will enable faster and more efficient deployment of AI services, which is critical at a time when many companies struggle to meet demand for AI-driven solutions. This could provide a significant competitive advantage in delivering AI technology. Source: TechCrunch. Salesforce AI Research launches Voice Agent RAG. Salesforce AI Research has introduced Voice Agent RAG, a new dual-agent architecture that reduces latency in voice interactions by 316 times. This system is designed to meet the demands of real-time voice assistants by separating document retrieval from response generation. A significant reduction in latency can dramatically improve user experience, as voice assistants need to respond quickly to maintain a natural conversation. This could be a game-changer for the development of voice-driven AI solutions. Source: MarkTechPost. Meta seeks to dismiss lawsuit over torrenting AI data. Meta is hoping for a Supreme Court ruling that could protect it from lawsuits related to torrenting AI training data. The company faces allegations of copyright infringement after downloading large amounts of pirated books to train its AI models. If the Supreme Court sides with Meta, it could set a precedent for how companies handle copyright issues related to AI training. It may also impact how AI companies collect and use data in the future. Source: Ars Technica. AI health tools are growing, but evaluation is lacking. Several AI health tools have been launched by companies like Microsoft and Amazon. But concerns remain about how well these tools actually perform. Independent evaluations of safety and effectiveness are not yet in place, creating uncertainty about their reliability. Without thorough testing by independent researchers, relying on these tools for critical health information could be risky. This may have serious consequences for patient care and trust in AI within healthcare. Source: MIT Technology Review. AI-centric data centers become more modular. Modular data centers, which can be set up faster than traditional ones, are becoming increasingly popular in the AI industry. Companies like Duo's Edge AI and LG CNS are developing prefabricated units that can be delivered and installed quickly. We also cover this in this article. This could be a solution to the challenges of rapidly deploying AI infrastructure, especially as demand for computing power grows. Faster data center deployment can give companies a competitive edge in a time of increasing need for AI solutions. Source: IEEE Spectrum. What does this mean? AI needs brief assessment. The growing development of AI technologies, from digital twins to modular data centers, shows a clear trend toward more efficient and accessible solutions. Especially in healthcare and infrastructure, there is a need for faster implementation and evaluation of AI tools. This could have significant implications for how AI is integrated across various sectors, including the healthcare sector in Norway.